Shock the System. Welcome to Dank Discussions with your host, Calican CEO Maynard Breslow. In each episode, you'll learn from the trailblazers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers in the ever-moving, ever-growing cannabis industry.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Dank Discussions. Today, we're joined by Brandon Hilton. Brandon is the CEO of Organic Memories. Thanks for joining us today, Brandon.
Oh, thanks for having us. I really appreciate your time, man, for this.
I appreciate you. And it should be noted, too, as well, your wife, Rena's there as well with you.
Absolutely.
She may be chiming in and adding her two cents. I told her to come in when she wants, but we're focusing me and you as well. But I know Rena's a huge part of what you guys are doing and everything like that. And she was actually the first person that we reached out to. So everybody at home, you may hear Rena coming in every once in a while as well. But I'm super excited for today because you have an amazing story. What you guys are doing is great. So when you're talking about obviously your story, Organic Memories, but also talking about, immune support, how wellness plays into this, holistic kind of ways play into this, and then skin and hair support, right? I think we've had some episodes about skincare. It's always good to talk on that, touch on that again, but hair support as well, but also something that's always important to touch on and to bring up, mental health, in general and specifically within the industry and how we can help people in that as well. So super excited to talk about that. I guess, before we get into all that, I always like to start it off easy, as I always say. So let our listeners know where you're based out of today.
Yeah, we're based out of Illinois area, Chicago, right outside of Chicago, west suburbs and Oak Park. And just expanding.
Sweet, I love it. I know it's been a crazy time in Illinois in terms of the last couple of years, right? With the rollout, everything, ups, downs, everything in between in terms of cannabis, adult use, right? So talk to me a little bit about how are things right now? I've talked to people when it first started kind of in the middle, and now here we are, April 2021, right? We've had over a year now. Talk to me a little bit about, the scene there in Illinois, obviously, with the rollout, things starting off crazy. I know you guys are more on the hemp side, right? But, it's always good to hear from people right there, got the ear on the street, so to speak. So talk to me a little bit about how people are with cannabis right now, how things are going, and then we'll get more into the hemp as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people are really opening their eyes and opening their minds to just finding out more about what's natural, right? I think with cannabis, it's one of those things where it's two ways to look at it, and it's always had that negative connotation, which is really weird because prior to pharmaceutical companies, farmers were mandated to grow this stuff, right? I mean, it's just is what it is, and it was a main thing. It helped the crops produce much, much more. But I think at this point, this pandemic has opened up people's eyes to say, okay, the synthetic way isn't the solution, right? And with all these factors that are in place right now that we're fighting against, outside of just the aspect of like compromising our soil, our water, so forth, they're looking to more natural ways from a natural standpoint in regards to like different plants, ingredients, things of that nature. So with cannabis alone, more dispensaries are opening up. More retailers are welcoming it. It's bananas because for us, we've grown quite a bit, it's a lot to juggle. Don't get me wrong, but it's awesome just because so many people are really opening their doors to, okay, what's the natural way? And that natural way is really exposing them to more historically how people were doing things, And it's, to me, I think it's really cool because we're witnessing a rebirth where you have the youth, you have the elders, number one, who's stuck in their ways, but they're transformed because a lot of the business that we deal with elders too. And a lot of different patients we deal with, it's just really interesting. So I think from all perspectives, everybody's opening up here in Illinois and really becoming more, approaching the situation with a more open mindset of how to heal themselves and stay healthy.
Sure. And I love the way you said that, kind of like returning, and you're talking about the elders, right? I think that's something that we lose sight of, talking about how things have been for so long. Mm-hmm. This was actually just like a small, albeit, strong kind of halt and how we've, our relationship with cannabis historically is as human beings, right? And how, you know, talking about the elders, probably their elders were people who probably bought cannabis, you know, in tinctures and stuff like this, or had it, mm-hmm. you know, how quickly, you know, we can stigmatize and kind of, you know, make propaganda and make people kind of get so far off of it. Or like I was saying, like probably their grandparents were people who were, you know, it was just normal for them, you know, and it wasn't such a crazy thing. Right. So, talk to me a little about too, as well, you know, in terms of, you know, your background, Brandon, you know, talk to me about, you know, your, you know, so much about what we do here, is about, you know, stories and about who we are and where we came from. Right. So talking about your background with cannabis and what kind of led to Organic Memories.
Yeah, absolutely. Just first and foremost, man, I'm like just organic person. Like as you were talking, I'm like, man, I've always been like that. I've always been in touch with nature. To be honest, it's weird, right? When I was young, friends used to tease me like, man, you always picking up a rock or a stick or something.
Were you the kid who's like play with lizards and stuff? Like,
yeah, like you could have lizards. That's interesting you say that too. I used to have a lizard, you know? And those things fascinate me. Like a young age, like I was always into like science and history. Like at one point, I think I was like in second, third grade, I was like, man, I want to be a paleontologist. I want to be an anthropologist. My mother was like, where are you getting this stuff from? But I've just been really fascinated about origin of people, origin of just like nature, like why things are the way they are, right? As I got older, you know, played sports, started learning a little bit about nutrition. But prior to that, I had a grandfather that always was into this stuff. Like, I mean, when you said elders, right? Uh-huh. Before he, when he passed away, we found a whole stash of the cannabis. And it was like, he knew about it. He understood it. He understood the elements behind it. And then I started looking at some of the books that he was reading and things of that nature. But to kind of fast forward, he was planting seeds in us even at a young age, like when he used to juice and fast and all that. This was stuff that nobody really exposed us to. I didn't hear about it, didn't read about it, none of that. And I was young. So, me and my brothers, I have three brothers too. We didn't really hear about this stuff. When my grandfather was doing it, he was like, eat some of this, eat some of that. So he's planting seeds in us at an early age. But fast forward, you know, playing college ball, you learn about nutrition. But we really weren't learning about other elements like CBD. Because now in sports, CBD is all over the place.
What sports did you play? You
were saying? I play basketball. Yeah. So from you know, grade school to high school, college, and a little semi-pro. But I picked up a lot of tools, a lot of information, you know, just about how to eat from a dietary standpoint and how to maximize performance. And that's where CBD comes into play, because that's what CBD is all about. It's about performance enhancement in a sense where you're not really enhancing the performance, but you're stabilizing so you can continue to produce those numbers or be as effective, if that makes sense, right? Or to recover as quicker, your muscles, your cells, everything, right? And then mentally, it's another thing too. And that's when, you know, when I responded to you about the whole aspect of, you know, the mental awareness and so forth, that's a huge component too in anything that we do. But long story short though, you know, my background's primarily in just corporate. So whether that be, you know, HR, you know, project management, doing the talent side too, I've done that as well. Even my wife, her background, she's, you know, into social work and, you know, fighting that good fight. So, you know, we kind of got exposed to this in a different way. Yeah, I kind of create this format, but she was like our test pilot and my daughter and many others, right, as far as understanding what these elements and how these wellness elements and these natural ingredients can evolve into and how they can impact our body. So, you know, I kind of got exposed to all this through like the compound shea butter. And I start researching about shea butter and I start understanding like, okay, how does shea butter and CBD, like what elements are in these compounds that can really affect and enhance the body, right? And it's just really crazy because when I look at like how I got into this, I didn't plan this. You know, this really all started, to be honest with you, how can I give back to a person like yourself or a person, you know, a little child or baby who are dealing with real issues? And, you know, my wife was like, we started off with me and our daughter. Our daughter's Amia, and she had a mild. Oh, go ahead. You can tell the story. Oh, okay, I'll tell the story then. But she had a mild case of eczema, right? And, you know, as most parents, you know, you're new and you're trying to figure things out and you're like, well, man, what can I put on this? And is this stuff that the doctor gonna give me the best? And we said, we thought outside the box. We said, okay, like they're doing now, how can I handle this from a natural perspective? And that's when we found out about, you know, shea butter. And we found out about other ingredients, almond oil and coconut oil and all that. And then even hemp oil, hemp seed oil, and then CBD at that. So it evolved from that perspective. And we were trying to find a solution to get rid of it. And once we started creating, experimenting, creating compounds after research and talking to doctors and nurses and all that other stuff, we were able to start creating compounds for ourselves. And then it just expanded where, you should tell the story yourself, dude. But we were able to heal her. And at that point, we tried it and we started sampling with other individuals. And they were like, you know what, dude, this stuff works. I'm dealing with some people who had who were diabetic, some people were dealing with inflammation in their body, you name it. So that's when we started exposing other elements. But then we said, okay, the real root issue of everything, and I know I'm kind of jumping away from your question a little bit, but the real root issue that we notice is people are not eating correctly. You know, and they don't have access to certain information how to eat correctly. And at that point, we said, okay, how can we merge the two and create a solution for both? And that's where we kind of came from. That's how we built up from that at that point.
Oh, for sure. I love it. You know, and, you know, I definitely want to get into, you know, how you came about with that formulation that, you know, I think you briefly touched over it, you know, because, but here you are, you know, we're talking about skin, you know, eczema, right? So. But take me back a little bit too, as well. You know, you're talking about playing ball, playing basketball, right? And I can tell you're all about like wellness, holistic, right? Talking about diet, talking about everything that goes on, right? So, you know, talking about cannabis, right? Nowadays, like, you know, a lot of stars are using CBD. They're big in there, whether it be NBA, NHL, you know, NFL, you know, you see a lot of stars out there putting themselves out there, obviously, because it's helping them, right? I mean, a lot of these guys, even, you know, Gronkowski saying, if I can't use CBD or cannabis, I'm not coming back, you know, kind of thing. And now he's back, you know, so it's like the whole thing, right? But like, was that something you use as well, you know, with recovery, talking about, your grandfather, was that something that you used recovery yourself back then, you know, or maybe how would things change? How would things be different if maybe back then you kind of had the resources that we have now? Maybe, you know, people were doing what you
had. Man, back then it was different, man. I think I was more like the traditional person, like, trying to stay away from it, or didn't really know the effects and the impact that it can make on me and my health, right? Like when I was in college, you know, we had our little festivities, I guess you want to call it, right? Where, you know, your downtown, your last time, order pizza. Where'd that blunt come from? So it was like, okay, I didn't really know about it, right? But, you know, as I got older, I started learning, like, you know, the best way I can put this is this. When we look at history, right, and we look at our education system, they don't really teach us about, like, all the components and things that came from our different cultures outside of America, right? So, you know, when I started looking at it, I'm like, well, why didn't we learn about this in chemistry? Why didn't we learn about how to feed ourselves from a melanated person perspective, right? Like, why didn't we learn these things? Why is this stuff not in the books? And that's when I said, okay, light bulb. And then we start looking at that point where things are being shaped around keeping information away from us.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a hardcore father, you know, pro against cannabis, period. Right. And I got three brothers. Mm-hmm. So, brothers, boys are going to get into whatever, right?
Yeah, of course. Sports,
right? So he came of age at a certain point and was like, dude, this helped. But really, at the end of the day, though, you know, when it came down to sports, yes, it would have been different. I would have been incorporating this a little bit more because response time, you know, you got to think about how athletes' bodies are being constantly tested every single day. And it's not the norm where, okay, let's chill out for 2 days. No, you're back up the next morning at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then you're coming later on the evening for another workout because you want to be the next Michael Jordan or Kobe or Steph Curry, whoever the case, right? So it's wear and tear. It's a lot of wear. And then on your psyche, this is a thing that people don't realize, that like this deteriorates your body more than anything. Stress can kill you, period, before anything, right? Yeah. So if I had known all of this, yeah, I would have, man, it would have been a routine, more than likely. But at the same time, it's a balance, too. You know, I had learned, you know, you can't eat everything. I used to eat like a horse. I'll be honest with you. Wellness.
Yeah, when we're practicing, you know, 5 days a week, got a game or two, you know, man, you're burning so many calories anyways, right? It's like,
yeah. So it was all things where I had to learn how to eat. Like, and I realized, like, with my coach was really big on us not eating meat, like heavy meats, beef, whatever came for the game, right? I learned the hard way. You know, you run out of energy. It's just too much for your body to digest and maximize as far as performance, right? And then that said, another light bulb off. I got to start eating more cruciferous vegetables. Well, how do I incorporate this on a day-to-day basis, right? So, and then, you know, you're sore and so forth. And that's when those creams would have came in as far as CBD, where it would have definitely, other than just having the menthol effect, you would have had more of an effect with the body as far as from a psychological standpoint, all of that, and just be able to rebound back quicker. So that's definitely something I would have definitely incorporated early on.
For sure, for sure. And you can see, like, I mean, it's fascinating to me how, like, you know, sports science has turned into such a huge thing, right? And like you were saying, right, mm-hmm. What you eat before, how it's going to affect your body, what hours do you eat before, right? What are you putting in your body, mm-hmm. Everything like this. And, you know, and how still, like you were saying, how much information is being withheld from us. Whereas like, right, I mean, I don't know how, you know, when me playing sports, everything like that, you know, if I get hurt, you know, it wasn't about like Arnica, it wasn't about shea butter, it wasn't about, you mm-hmm. know, it wasn't about obviously now CBD topicals, you know, all these kind of hemp topicals that we can put on all these. It was about like Tiger Balm. And like you're saying, like that.
Yeah. That was my best friend.
You know, Tiger Balm, that was like everywhere with me. Like I smelt like that every day, you know, it was like, but that was like the best we could do because that was like science-y kind of thing where the other things are viewed as like remedies, you know, like Arnica, that's like a remedy, you know, yeah, your grandma mm-hmm. puts on Arnica, you know what I mean? Or this and that.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, well, what are the effects here? What are the compounds? What's actually going on in here? You know, where I think now that's coming back with the kind of holistic approach, you know, mm-hmm. wellness approach, you know, and it's almost still a little bit at odds because of all those, that stigma that's created where it's like, there's a science approach and there's a holistic approach, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like, you know, as opposed to like, well, they're the same, right? I mean, it's the body and how the body reacts to different kind of things, right?
Yeah.
You know? But how, I mean, so now, you know, talk to me about then as well with Organic Memories, right? So the whole point is your daughter was the inspiration. Was that what I heard? It was like the main inspiration kind of?
Yeah, it was an idea. And then it came down to, okay, now we got some real issues now that we don't want to turn into some crazy. And my wife was like, well, you know, we can keep doing the same traditional route. And I'm not knocking certain companies, but like Johnson & Johnson. They're big. They have the whole baby aisle sold up as far as just products, right? And we were like, well, we can keep using this, baby oil and all that stuff. But then we started researching and we said, well, this actually isn't that good for your skin.
Yeah.
Actually creates more issues and can turn eczema to a whole different, it can just metastasize that issue, right? So
we stopped using baby powder.
Oh, yeah. We stopped using baby powder too, you know. I said, I didn't even know. Like, you know, I'm over here going crazy everywhere. And my daughter laughing, I'm laughing. I'm like, okay, it's a fun thing. But, you know, look at what we're doing now. They're being hit with multiple lawsuits because of talcum and all that other stuff. Yeah. So basically, at the end of the day, we just wanted to create something that was natural and simple. But we're very solution-oriented as a company. That's day one. I mean, I've always believed, like, and I've grown up like this. My father was an engineer. My mother was a teacher. Anytime we did anything, it had to be driving results and solutions, period, right? Just that simple. So that's when we took a look at it and we said, okay, how can we create solutions? And then at that point, we started seeing it. We started seeing the results and we said, okay, let's take it further. You know, it's not just what you put in your skin and hair, because the skin models the dirt. It's as simple as that, right? And at the same time, we're like, well, okay, how can we start eating better? And that was one of the things that we had to transform. But we knew people are not always going to transform from a dieting standpoint, right? And why? Because lack of information, like you just said. So, you know, we said, okay, if we can create a barrier, a buffer, build that bridge and to introduce new information and provide solutions, it was through the compounds that we've created. And that's how it all kind of transformed from there.
Yeah, so talk to me then about that kind of formulation, how those compounds come about, right? Because like I said, like you were saying, right, it's like you look into certain books and they're kind of downplayed, you know, there's information kind of withheld from us, right? How'd you like do that deep dive? And once you have all these now plethora of, you know, kind of new stuff, how'd you come about that formulation of coming out? Because everything you do is made by yourselves, right? You know, it's so how'd mm-hmm. you go about being able to come out with your different kind of products, your different formulations that help with these different kind of skin issues and hair issues?
Well, number one, it started with knowledge of self. And I know people say this all the time, but I mean, I want to say this kindly and politely in the best way possible, but there's a war against us as melanated people. And people need to understand that. And it's not saying it's intentional, but it's not everyone. Right. And it becomes systematic. Now, when I said, I have to learn, okay, why am I the color I am? You know, why do I have melanated skin? Why this? Why that? So these questions have to be asked. Then I have to start answering by figuring out, okay, where can I go to find this information? Right. So once I start discovering, okay, it's a science to how we eat. To feed ourselves. That started a whole journey right there, because it's all about ourselves. We're one big cell walking around on this planet. That's why when we talk about global warming, people don't fully understand it, because we absorb everything from the sun, the vitamin D. We absorb it. We're soil. We're just a big sponge walking around, every single person, right? So I started looking at, okay, me being African American, What is it that I need to do to improve my health in a way that, you know, I have not been able to achieve based on where I live in America, right? Because there's only certain resources I have access to and so forth. And that's when I said, okay, I need to start feeding my cells properly. How do I do that? And I started looking at natural elements like almond oil, aloe vera, avocado, black seed oil. Then I started studying. We started researching more and more as far as historically, what did the Egyptians do? They live in these hot climates, you know, what do the Ethiopians, you know, people that live in on the continent of Africa, which they call Africa, but technically that's not even the real name of Africa. It was initially called either Cush, Ham, Ethiopia, or Alcombilan. You know what I mean? So though I started learning, when you pronunciate certain things, that's a form of healing too, with the palate in the back of your mouth. So our communication was key. Our nutrition was key, all of that. But all of this was stripped from us, okay? So these tools that we use to travel the world to share, you know, we talk about the Moors. We talk about all these different explorers, right? And how we went around the world and planet and shown how to transform civilization, all of that. But it's all rooted going back to the original land, which is Ham or Ethiopia, Alcombilan, or Africa, you know, however you want to put it. So that's when I started saying, okay, at this point, there's a missing connection between myself, you know, my people, and across the world, right? And we got to get back to the roots. So when I started looking, okay, how did the Egyptians do it, right? That's when it's all transformed from there. And I was like, okay, well, they didn't use anything else other than raw honey and vitamin E and even salt to preserve things. How do we stray so far from that, from a commodity that is so cheap, so simple, and so natural? And that's when I said, okay, that's the root, that's the base of how to preserve. Nothing unnatural, right? And then at that point, okay, yeah, they can use almond oil. Yeah, they can use coconut oil or grapeseed oil. But we need to figure out all these compounds, how we can put it in one in order to improve the skin and hair. on a consistent basis, but make sure these people, everyone has the same minerals and nutrients to replenish their body on a day-to-day basis. So that's when we start looking at putting over 20 natural ingredients in there, right? Yeah, people say it's costly, but it's not, you know. It costs them more synthetically to make their products because you got to think about it. A synthetic compound takes more in order to produce it, in order to keep it going. Something natural is more and more simple where it can naturally grow and produce itself from just an original seed. Sunlight, water, and seed, that's it. And a little bit of dirt, you know? So that's after all of that, we took those components and we said, okay, now we're at the point where we were able to start creating a solution, create a compound. Now let's start talking about cells. Let's start talking about how do we feed those cells on a day-to-day basis. What it encompasses. I mean, we know that we have to detox our body. We know that we have to oxygenate in our body on a day-to-day basis. But at the same token, though, you know, how do we do all that all in one? And that was the goal. So we wanted to detox, oxygenate the body, strengthen the immune system, because let's face it, your immune system shut down. It doesn't matter if your heart's beating well, you know, nothing's going to work properly in that perspective. So it's more of an educational thing for us. You know, we want to make sure people fully understand before they even buy our product, what you're buying. We're very transparent in what we do. And we want to make sure people understand that, because that's more important to us. Yeah, you can buy any product on a shelf, but if you don't understand what you put in your body and it's not transforming you or your generations to come, because that's what we're doing now. Me, you, and my wife, everybody, your wife, we eat now to transform and for our generations after us. That's what they're getting from us at this point. Our cells, they're getting that. When we die, our cells stay. It just keeps going on and on. So it's crazy. It's infinity. It keeps going on and on and on and on. So.
Amazing. I love that too, because you bring in so much, like, right, we talk about now the elders, but we're bringing back like some kind of ancient knowledge too as well, because as you mentioned, right, you know, when you're getting into kind of how things play in terms of semantics, right, and how important language is, and how in terms of, like, you know, the name Africa, right, and Ham and Kush and these kind of things, because I think that plays into, you were talking about withholding knowledge earlier, right? And that mm-hmm. plays a huge part into withholding knowledge, right? Because as long as a person, look at Google, right? How does Google work? You enter in certain words and then it's able to spit out a certain answer for you, right? Mm-hmm. And curate it and the algorithm and blah, blah, blah. But if you don't even have the proper words to start searching for it, right? And that's not just in Google, but that's in life in general, right? So as long as someone can remove certain words from the vernacular, they can start to control you, right? And they can start controlling mm-hmm. the way you think, start controlling what you can think about, controlling how you're able to think about it, and all those kinds of things, where it's just a simple switch of a word, right? It's a simple removal of a word, you know, where I think that's what we see now with hemp and with cannabis, you know, mm-hmm. where you can replace the word with marijuana, you can replace the word with, you know, with weed, with pot, with all these other things, instead of learning that this was always here, cannabis sativa was always a thing, you know, hemp mm-hmm. was always a thing, you know, and being able to take these words away, right? So I love that that's kind of like your approach as well. And talk to me as well, because it's interesting to me, right? I mean, I live in, I'm from LA, right? My wife from New Jersey. We're based in LA, but we live a lot of the year in Israel, right? So, you know, and something that caught my eye with your products, right? I mean, it talks about here, what is it? You know, Abraham's, right? Abraham's body butter, right? Yeah. Exodus, and these kind of words that come up, right? If these kind of vocabulary words are not part of your vernacular, they just may go right over your head. Zion hair oils, right? Zion beard oil. So I see a certain theme here, right? You know, so talk to me what this means to you, you know, in terms of these kind of words. Where does it come from behind there? You know, what's the intention behind it, and what does that mean to you, and what are you trying to impart on the world with that?
3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
We at Calican are passionate about cannabis and CBD marketing, branding, SEO content, and web design. If you are a cannabis owner and you know you need an uptick in business or an upgrade in the way your customers perceive you, come check us out at calican.com and schedule a time to speak with us today.
Man, I'll be honest with you. I come from a background of educators, right? And I met my wife, and she fascinated me just as far as like where she came from and just things like she used to look at me like, you never had this before? You never heard of this before? And I'm like, no, but tell me more. So we just sit up and I just absorbed everything she was saying to me. And I don't even know if she knows this. Like a big part of just who she is really is what kind of transformed me to diving in depth to find out who I really am. You know, I used to look at her skin. I'm like, man, it's glowing. Man, it's brown. What is this, right? So, I'm sorry, that was a little something distraction outside. But so when I started asking these questions, I was like, man, melanation is real. So when I started looking into like, as far as like these terms, like, you know, Abraham's body butter, I mean, that ties to me and my faith, right? You know, we follow Christ. And that's what kind of drives this, right? All of this, meaning I didn't create none of this. This is like, he places on my heart. I stepped out on faith. We stepped out on faith at that point. And then at that point, it just kind of grew, right? But what was important to us is that from an education standpoint, because I, you know, come from online educators, how do we teach people? If you were never exposed to these terms, you know, you don't really understand the concept. Or somebody exposed it to you, but it was the incorrect formality behind it or history behind it. Let's really get you back on track. So we wanted to drive people closer to God. We wanted to drive people to start thinking about not just themselves from a physical standpoint, but beyond eternity-wise, right? So that's when we started using these terms. And, you know, studying the Bible more and more and more, I was like, okay, well, man, I can't just name it this. I have to go beyond. Where some of these ingredients come from? That's where you got Exodus from, the salts and things of that nature, right? As Abraham traveled the lands and sojourned to just multiple territories and the challenges that he faced, what were they using while they were out in the desert? They were traveling these crazy, harsh, you know, climates.
And they were melanated people too, you know what I mean? And so...
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. Nobody... Here's the thing, I grew up, I was initially baptized as, right? And I grew up in a church where I see mainly Caucasian and European people representing these individuals that grew up and lived in a melanated territory area, demographic, you name it. So that's when I started asking these questions, like, man, how did you remain pale and in a climate that was well over 120 degrees? That doesn't add up to me, right? So that's when things start coming out. And, you know, it's no, like I said before, I believe it was intentional, right? But those who carry it, I think it's unintentional because they really don't know. And it goes back to what you know, right? What the truth beyond ourselves and being upfront, honest with ourselves, right? So everybody has their own walk. But our goal is let's help everybody's walk. Let's encourage them. Let's help them learn more, develop more. Let's cultivate more together. Because if we work together, we can learn better together. We can grow together, but we have to be honest with each other too. So, you know, it's an educational foundation, what we do. That's why it's really important that before you buy our product, understand who we are and what we do. Because at that point, we're going to cultivate and transform and say, okay, before you buy somebody else's product, because that's when it's going to transform the market. Everybody's not going to be able to put product out here now randomly. And then that's when we can inhibit and limit the amount of, hindrances that products can cause on our bodies, if that makes sense, right? People, the more conscious you become, the less you allow certain things to get on the market or be sold to you, okay? So it's really going to challenge people to come out with better products. You know, it's like if we can just talk in basketball terms, like Michael Jordan, the reason why he was better to have these guys that they're comparing them to now is because he challenged people in a way where he was like, dude, you either can step up. I'm just going to dominate you. It's just as simple as that. You got one or two options. And people was like, okay, I must do better. But they'd be like, you know what? You're better than me. But they didn't. But they felt the need to be challenged. They felt the need to come up with the best. And that's the most important thing. So when we do this, it's not about just organic memory. We want to cultivate and help everyone grow with any brand, but challenge them to say, okay, give it your all, dig a little bit deeper. what are you really doing this for? You know what I mean? And at that point, we can cultivate together and grow better, you know, and that's the ultimate thing at the end of the day.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah, I definitely see kind of digging deeper into the roots and deeper into, you know, everything that's going on, you know, in present, past, and bringing it all together for sure. And, you know, also, you know, something I think we want to talk about was mental health, right? I mean, how does mental health play into what you guys are doing, playing into organic memories or everything else, right? Because we talk about the immune support, we talk about the skin support, right? So let's talk about some mental health real quick. What does that mean?
Well, I'm going to chime a little bit. I'm going to let my wife dive a little bit into that. But from a mental health standpoint, which is really critical, you know, CBD has so many different components, right, to it. And you got, you know, and people, you know, you can break it down from the TA side and hundreds of strands and things of that nature, right? But the psyche is one thing that has, oh my goodness, it's so many different facets to it where I think as human beings, we're still trying to unfold how our psyche can be impacted by just natural elements on this earth, right? So with CBD and with our products in general, we always said, well, look, what is the biggest thing that we can impact on a person and as far as cultivating? It's the mindset, right? Now, stressing, you know, from stress to, you know, other neurological issues in itself, you know, these are the things that we're dealing with in real life, in real time, and synthetic, you know, solutions that, you know, conventional medical facilities and just this institution in general that we live in are constantly attacking it with. And that's not the way. And that's when historically, when you go back, you say, okay, well, man, what were people dealing with when they had, you know, neurological issues, or how did they, you know, calm themselves down when they're stressed, or whatever the case may be? They use a natural method. Now, science at the end of the day is really just boiled down to how do you create solutions to help your body, technically from a natural way. We didn't really, all the synthetic stuff that come along with the pharmaceuticals, like, okay, how can I cut it and make it cheaper and mass produce it? Everything started naturally. So they went straight to a plant and they figured out, the Egyptians were huge on this. So they used to have all these different compounds. And I mean, they were the first surgeons. I mean, I was so fascinated when I was young, when I found out that when a person dies, the Egyptian would take to embalm and take all the organs out of the body and stick up a huge rod up and get the brain out the nose, wouldn't crack the skull over nothing. You know, it's about knowing oneself, knowing where you come from. Naturally, what can we use versus synthetically? Because there's a lot of products out there now that's actually hindering people and hurting people at this point. I'm gonna let my wife chime in a little bit.
So I am a social worker. I'm a medical social worker. I actually work at Rush Hospital in Oak Park here, and I work for a dialysis clinic. So as far as mental health, like, yeah, definitely we would like to open up, you know, a clinic with organic memories eventually, using holistic approaches such as like biofeedback, CBT, you know, using holistic approaches versus, you know, medication. So right now with the pandemic, you know, I'm getting a lot of clients that are having anxiety, having, you know, worried to go outside, PTSD. This is really affecting kids in high school and to mingle with one another. So definitely would like to make products, you know, and I have a private practice, which is fairly new with my sister. So we would definitely like to bring organic memories and combine, you know, our businesses together to have CBD products for our patients, for our clients.
Amazing. 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 Now, how does, you know, what's that timeline kind of look like, right? I mean, like you said, the pandemic right now, people have been affected more so, right? We're seeing so much how, you know, the uptick of suicides, uptick of people using opioids, you know, how detrimental, right, the pandemic's really been to people, and how the separation's been to people, and how our dependence more on these, you know, kind of mainstream Western medicine kind of taxes has been to our detriment, right? I mean, over the last year or so, I think we definitely need that now more than ever, right? So, you know, you mentioned down the line, something you're looking at, what does that timeline kind of look like? I mean, obviously, you know, we don't have a crystal ball or anything, but is that something that you...
No, probably within the year. Right now, I'm studying for my license. My sister, she's a psychologist. So we started our practice, and actually with the pandemic, we've definitely had a lot more clients now. So definitely would like to, you know, work with Organic Memories, building something within the year, definitely.
I love that. I love that. And yeah, and definitely, you know, I always like to ask as well, you know, so that's one aspect. What else can we expect from Organic Memories as we come down, you know, in the future here? What else do you guys have planned? Because I think that's an amazing
plan. Honestly, I'm going to go beyond this. We talked about medical clinics, right? But educational systems, creating platforms where we can start cultivating and growing together from a farm based perspective too. I think our biggest thing is really education is going to really be the biggest thing that's going to drive in almost every area. So if we can start eventually, and this, and when we talk a timeline, this could be years from now, right? Or it could be sooner. Because we initially had an educational platform that we were launching into the school system, whether that be middle school to high school. And we were attacking it at a young age. And we wanted to do that because adults are a little bit more hard to cultivate and transform. But children.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. And with children, though, here's the interesting thing about it. You know, if they really realize how much power they had, man, they'd be dictating a lot more things, because in the education system, everything centers around the child. From a behavior standpoint, communication standpoint, resource standpoint, you name it. And who drives all those components, in fact, are the parents. So ultimately, the child, based on their response and how they interact with these different type of elements, parents are going to make sure that they can continue to funnel these resources and things so forth. So that's how that transforms that. So they ultimately transform the education system. So when we started focusing on children, we realized that's the main component right there. So really, an educational foundation, whether it be a school, so forth, you know, and then eventually branch out to like cafes, places where people can get natural element, not just private, because we, you know, we have multiple retailers now, right? And we're just growing, right? And then distributors are reaching out to us and things of that nature. So we're very cautious and careful as far as who we do business, because they have to understand, they have to be in line with what we're doing. We're not a synthetic type of company, I'm gonna be honest with you. And it's not like we're the end all be all, but we're a company where, hey, somebody plants their foot or plants a seed here, it's going to grow. And it's going to grow organically and naturally. And we're going to have resources to build and support around that too. So you're going to have cafes, education systems, you know, eventually get into having a smoothie line. That's one of the things that we really been wanting, because we have quite a few recipes that we want to kind of get into and launch from a mass production standpoint. I'm telling you some of our goodies at this point.
It's all holistic. It's all a full wellness, you know, plan, you know, smoothies like in your body. For sure.
Yeah.
And I love too what you said, you know, because right, it's a lot easier to help change children than it is to adults, right? How silly are we as adults? We're so silly, right? We get so stuck in our ways, and we keep thinking there's a problem, and we keep thinking somebody else, it's that person's a problem, or this situation's the problem, when really it's all, you're talking about the cell, right? It all starts with the cell, right? It all starts with the body cell, right? And it's the same thing here, right? You know, the good news is, the bad news is that we're the problem. The good news is that we're the problem, right? You know what I mean? It's like we can change that. But like, you know, people get so stuck in our ways. I'm sure Rena sees this all the time, especially people dialysis, right? People have been dealing with, to get to the point of kidney failure, right? They've been stuck in their ways for so long. They've been doing the wrong thing for so long. They can't see, right, how it's harming. And that's what we're doing to ourselves, you know, so many times, where it's easier to help a kid before they get these long-term habits kind of going, right, than it is for somebody to say, all right, stop, you know. And sometimes it takes these horrible kind of events, you know, like kidney failure, you know, these renal kind of diseases, everything like that. So Yeah. Wow. Very deep.
And the most important thing is it all starts with love. You know what I mean? I think we go so far outside the box and we don't stop and say, man, is this initially out of love going to help somebody? You know, or we're just doing it for a profit. You know, we have to identify that. Number one, day one, like before we can even move forward, man, is this just for a profit or is it because we're doing it for the people? We're doing it for the transformation process here. You know, once we're dead and gone, man, you know, our daughter, what is she going to be able to transform? You know, what are other children going to get from it? You know, and that's really, really, really is what's key to us at this point. You know, and you know, we can create as many products as we want to. And don't get me wrong, you know, I'm like a big scientist. I love just being in a lab and create stuff and come up with cultivate things. But I want to make sure at the end of the day, man, is it going to provide solutions from a natural perspective? You know, and that's CBD does that, and all these other elements, black seed oil, you name it. They do it all. And it's not invasive, you know. Of course, there's always ways when people say, well, you know, there's always a fine line to things or, you know, a hazard to things. But technically, no, when you historically look at it, when people were trading these customs on a day-to-day basis and incorporating their bodies on a day-to-day basis, you start to learn that, okay, these things were important and it was a way of life. It was the reason why they are doing these things all the time. Traded these companies. So yeah, that's pretty much us as a whole.
Amazing, definitely. And you know, you're talking about, you know, as well, you know, some of the obstacles in terms of, you know, education with children versus adults. But you know, I know you fit, you know, and Rena also brought up the obstacles in terms of Corona and all that kind of stuff. Talk to me about the biggest obstacle that you faced with Organic Memories and how you're able to overcome that today.
Goodness, some of the biggest obstacles. Can you hear me? Okay. Some of the biggest obstacles I would say that we face is just the mentality. The mentality, mentality, mentality. So as we're expanding, as we're growing, this is one thing that never changes. People's inability to understand natural versus synthetic. You know, we've been brainwashed for a long time as far as certain products that we use on a day-to-day basis that have been hurting us, especially melanated people. They've been hurting us, right? So how do we overcome that? And that's like, I don't look at anything as a challenge. I just look at it as an area of opportunity. And most areas of opportunity has to be approached with education, period. When you know better, eventually you will do better because eventually the results are going to show for you to do better. You know, we, you know, people talk about McDonald's. Let's just be honest, right? We all ate it, right? Everybody wanted the Happy Meal when they was little. I get it. They're everywhere now, right? But McDonald's is not the same, okay? The meat, everything. So that's what I'm saying, the transformation process, understanding why it's not the same. How do we transform from that? How do we start looking for more solutions? How do we cultivate more solutions? And that's how we've overcome some of those areas of opportunity. And we embrace it. We listen to the people. That's what this is about. When you hear Organic Memories, we are the people. We are those who have had cancer. We are those who had diabetes, high blood pressure, who dealing with kidney failure, you know, who dealing with addictions, all that stuff. We are all of that. And we're about just saying, okay, let's take a step back. Let's figure this out together. Let's start creating real solutions. Let's start asking real questions. And let's not be afraid. You know, it's going to start with truth. It's going to start with education. It may not be as pleasant for everybody, but the bottom line is it's kind of like, for example, when your parents would say, you may not think this is good for you right now, but you'll get it when you get older. That's our mentality. You know, our mentality is always like we're thinking beyond right now. We're thinking years and generations down the road, what's going to be better for you. So that's how we like to cultivate things and shape our what we do here.
Amazing. So yeah, so that's the main obstacle you guys are facing, kind of that pushback you feel or anything else? Yeah.
That's really the pushback. I mean, once they get the product, they try the product, they know the product doesn't need to do it. sells itself. But really our goal is that we just like to educate people. And when people are limited to what they know, you know, and more used to traditional methods from a synthetic standpoint, that's when the, you know, that era of opportunity lies. And that's when we have to open that door up and say, okay, naturally, how are we taking care of yourself, taking care of your kids down the road? How's this going to transform your body and your generations to come? Simple.
For sure, for sure. And what are you guys doing to get like those products in the people's hands? Because I'm sure when people try it, like you're saying, right? What are you guys doing to get those hands?
Well, we're like I mentioned before, we're multiple retailers. We're expanding. Distributors are reaching out to us as well. We have our online base. We do different marketing segments as well too. We're expanding just the outreach from an education standpoint. People always, we donate 10% every single month. So we're giving to a nearby organization, whether it be, you know, from a monetary standpoint, or whether it just be from a product standpoint or wellness essential standpoint, we just give. What's near and dear to us is, you know, homeless shelters, women's shelters, you know, children have been beaten and battered, you know what I mean? So those are things that are near and dear to us that we'd like to give back. But, you know, we want to make sure that at any point in time, this anything we create is affordable and we can give back as much as we can.
Amazing. Amazing. So cool. And, you know, before I let you guys go, you know, it's always important for me to ask, you know, as business owners, parents, backgrounds, everything you have, you know, how do you define success, right? Whether it be professionally, personally, spiritually, right? What does success look like for you?
Success looks like to us where we can see other people thriving and growing and cultivating together and reaching their highest peak and doing exactly what God wants them to do. That's what success looks like to us. You know, we're all here to make a dollar and some change. That's the best way to put it, right? But at the same token, though, I think it's best to say that if we empower others, you know, that's just as much as worth as far as change as anything. So, you know, we're about cultivating, changing lives, and as we grow and moving forward to inspire others too.
There's no doubt empowering others, seeing other people thriving. I think that's the whole point, right? You know, that this mentality that we have to have, you know, helping others and everything along the way, no doubt about it. And when we're successful, we can help others be successful and vice versa. So appreciate that, Brandon, Rena, y'all are awesome. So as we close, you know, how can listeners find out more about you, find out more about Organic Memories, connect with you, buy your products, et cetera?
Oh, man. You can go to organicmemories.com. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram. Follow us there as well, too. We have quite a few followers there, and we're just looking to grow and cultivate. And we welcome ideas. We welcome new partnerships. We thank you for having us and giving us an opportunity. It's definitely been a blessing. And, man, we really enjoyed ourselves.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Y'all are awesome. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and definitely, you know, got deep in there in some of these issues, especially this ancient stuff. I love that stuff. You know, that's what I'm all about too. So thank you, Brandon, Rena, for jumping on today. And thank you everybody for listening, for wherever you're listening to us. As always, you can check out those links that Brandon just mentioned. They'll be here. If you're on the website, you can see them in the write-up. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Good luck to you in the rest of the year and beyond.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Same to you.
Thanks for listening to Dank Discussions. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. Please make sure you subscribe and leave a review. We want to continue making dank content you want to hear, so give us some feedback about the topics you want covered. Feel free to reach out to us at grow@calacan.com. That's grow@calacan.com. And follow us on Instagram and Twitter for our latest updates.